Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. This is Granny's Place, located in Dallas, Texas. And I want to welcome you this evening to our new Blog Talk show. It's called Street Talk. And we've got Miss LaShawn that's going to be one of our guest hosts on this show. And it'll be every Friday night from 9 to 10. And these are going to be any issues that you'd like to talk about, ages 18 to 35, male and female. Our guest host tonight is Miss LaShawn, and we have one other guest host that isn't available at this time, Mr. Shonda Beasley. So we want to invite you to call in to the show. The number to call in is 310-782-4126. And call in and let us know what's on your mind. Ms. LaShawn will be talking to some guests that she's invited to talk about different issues. So they're life issues that you can call in and talk about. This program is not a judgmental show, so we're not going to stand in judgment of anybody or give anyone any criticism. And no one person's opinion is correct. I want to introduce you to a wonderful young lady, Ms. LaShawn. Would you say hello to your guests this evening? LaShawn? Hello? Hello?
Are hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I'm here.
Can you hear me too?
Yeah, go ahead and introduce yourself, please.
My name is LaKeisha Weaver. How y'all doing this evening?
Oh, wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine. And highly favored in the Lord.
Oh, great, great. Is LaShawn, are you on the phone?
Can you hear me, Amy?
Yeah, you think like you're going in and out.
Oh, I don't know what's wrong with this phone. I'm Mr. Shonda Beasley. I don't know, can you hear me now?
Oh, that's my niece. Oh, there she finally made it. Oh,
yeah,
goodness.
I had to use somebody else's phone.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Trishonda Beasley, and I'm just blessed to be here today.
Oh, wonderful. LaShawn, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I'm having to learn to work this board.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's fine. Hello, Blog Talk listeners. This is LaShawn. Welcome to our station. Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Our topic on tonight will be about the ways we choose to make money as women, and nobody is against you. The reasons we feel like everybody is against us. My first topic, my first question on tonight will be, what are some ways women decide to make money on today's, as you all know?
Well, I know a big thing I think that's going around with the younger women is like just the sex industry, period. I mean, as far as just stripping, or if they call it now dancing, it's not stripping anymore, it's dancing. And just having tricks, you know, it's getting to be kind of an epidemic now.
When you say having tricks, what do you mean when you say having tricks?
I mean having sex for money, you know. And we don't even like to think of it nowadays as prostitution, but that's what it boils down to, is prostitution, you know. And it's now as younger girls are, well, I'm making my money, you know, we doing it for free anyways, might as well, you know. And it's almost as if it's okay now, you know. It's just another hustle.
What is your outlook on it?
I feel like she's telling you right, because nowadays these young girls, they more apt for it's a nice car, it's about how you they
exactly.
Weather, it's all about how they what kind of gang they is in.
Yeah.
It's all about if they been in jail, they proud they man's going to jail now, they proud of being on food stamps,
mm-hmm.
they proud of being in government assistance, taking care of them when they have their babies so they can have drug dealers as their baby daddies now. It's all about all that now. And that's just the corrupt of our nation now.
Yeah. Yeah. Society makes it okay. You know, they glamorize it. You know, and it even goes as far as the TV shows that are out now. Bad Girls Club. And, you know, these are the shows that are getting the most ratings. You know, when it shows and depicts us black women as gold diggers, you know, and we're proud of that now. And it's, I got money, you know, or, you know, I'm taking care of my, you know, it's not cute, but it's depicted in society as the it thing to do now.
No, I don't think that's a good thing to do at all.
I mean, it's just that's the quickest thing. That's the quickest thing. That's the quick money, you know. And if you can get it easy, why work for it? You know, that's how we make it okay, you know.
No, quick money is not always good money. Do y'all agree?
Exactly. And everything that glitters ain't gold.
It's just like I don't mean to interrupt nobody. It's just like Donna Ross said one time. She was on American Wars one time. She said, baby, it's not, you don't have to get undressed to make yourself a woman. She said, because we all are women or women. You know what I'm saying? She said, you take the time to cover up, baby. You don't have to show what you got. She said, cover it up. She said, cover it up. Just told you to cover it up. It ain't saying you be a nun, nothing. You ain't got to be a nun, but you got to dress appropriate.
Exactly.
In this time, then, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to be a black woman these time, days, and age now, you got to show these young ladies how to dress. And we, as young black women, we don't do that now. You know what I'm saying? We are young now. We are at these young ages now to where we are young women at 20, 25, 35 as mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And this nation is just growing like that. It's just growing like that. And people need to take the time to notice it.
So we all agree. So we all are in agreement on covering up is one of the ways to make it better instead of going and showing your body, exploiting your body to the public.
It all boils back down to selling sex. You're still selling sex. You know, when you dress like that, that's what you're doing. You're selling sex, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we hate to say it, and we sit up and we're like, well, don't judge a book by its cover, that's the human in us that does that. You know what I'm saying? You know, is you judge a book by its cover. If the first thing if that's the first thing that you see, then that's what you're going with. So these guys are automatically treating our women as, you know, less than what we are because that's how we come off, you know?
Yeah, then we as women are quick to get upset when a person comes to us in the sluttish way.
Exactly.
And instead of coming to us like we are women, but if we would actually take the time
to treat ourselves like women.
Ladies, let me interrupt you. You have another caller on the line. The person at number 469-219-0117, would you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, hi. My name is Ponytail.
Excuse me, Ponytail. Give your government name, baby. We on the radio. Tell people your real name.
It's okay for her to have her name is Ponytail. We don't want to call our real name. We want to be feeling comfortable as we want to on our show. We're doing street talk. So if she want to go by Ponytail when she call in, that'll be fine for her to go by Ponytail. And that'll be okay if that's okay with you, Miss Keisha.
Okay. I'm going to be all right with that.
This is your street talk, and so talk as though it's you're talking on the street. It just don't use any vulgarity or degrading of a man or a female. But other than that, have at it.
Yeah, we're okay. We're okay, but Ponytail, we thank you for calling. What we're doing right now, what we've been talking about so far, is women and the way that we carry ourselves. We were saying that most women are making money. We're trying to find way. We're talking about ways women today make money, and most women today make money doing prostitution and solicitation, sex sales, so most people feel like it's okay to do it. And we were coming into agreements that if we would all just cover up our bodies, and we were talking about the way we dress is the way people perceive you. A lot of people get mad and say, well, you know, judge this book by its cover, but in actuality, we know that when you see a person that way, that is the way that a person sees you. And sex sells, so a lot of people feel like I'm going to dress this kind of provocative way in order to become, seen, and we feel as if we want to know your outlook on it. What do you feel like about the way women dress nowadays? Are you okay with the way women dress in the provocative ways or what? We want to know your outlook on it.
Okay, like the way women dress today, you know, women cover up their body either way, it doesn't matter. Because, you know, men look at it when their body is covered up, they still going to come back to the wrong way. And they still will come back to the wrong way with your clothes on or with your clothes off. You hear me?
So you feel
I kind of disagree with that because, you know, now that I've gotten older, I don't dress as provocative as I used to because I'm a wife and I'm a mother and I'm older. So I do notice that kind of attention that I get now is a lot different from the way I used to get attention in. And, I mean, even as far as the way they would, the first thing they say to me, you know, back in the Gap, it was, hey, little mama. You know, and now it's, hey, ma'am. You know, I do see that I get a lot more respect with the way that I am now as opposed to how I was then. So, I mean, the attention is kind of, it is different, you know?
Yes, you know, I cover my body up. I don't have my boobs hanging out. I don't have my cheeks hanging out or nothing. And, you know, men come to me the wrong way still. No.
Well, you know, of course, it's going to be that select few. It's going to be those guys out there who are just like that, you know. But overall, I feel like the attention is different, you know, even if they're faking it, you know, even if they're just acting like that to get, you know, it's still the attention is different.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like the way we dress is a big issue nowadays. And we get upset when a person do come to us in different ways. Like you, I do agree with you, Ms. Shonda, that once your body is covered up, when you're younger, yeah, you do pretty much try to show your body off. You know, you have the little nice boobs and nice butt, nose, so you want to show it off. We're supposed to actually teach our children. It starts at home. You're supposed to teach your children to cover up your body. And don't be walking around with your body out, showing the men everything, because once he's already seen everything, there's nothing left to see. So that goes from inside the household, and it starts at home. And when you allow it to go on inside the household, it do come with the sex and the prostitution and the solicitation, and men do come on to you more, which we're trying to actually come on to you about, hey, let me sleep with you to make money and stuff like that, yeah. And most women feel like it's okay to sleep with men for money because they feel like they're sleeping with people anyway. But I feel like we should start trying to teach our kids to practice abstinence. Do y'all, are y'all teaching, or is anybody teaching anybody that abstinence is the key nowadays? Or what's going on in the household? Y'all feel like people are still teaching their kids not to have sex rather than to say it's okay?
Well, I don't think that they really just say it's okay, but I don't think it's as big an issue as it used to be. You know, I don't think that that's a main concern now because like you said earlier, the parents, the mothers are getting younger. You know, the grandmothers are getting younger. You know, we got great-grandmothers at 40 now, you know. So it's not like it was back then, you know, where you have that lineage. You know, you have that, oh, I got a great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother, where, you know, that was a big issue for them. Nowadays, the parents are usually in and out. You know, it isn't just that family time anymore. To where
so
you
have to feel
it
like
now,
you have
and then a lot of times the mothers, the kids
about.
Are scared of the mamas to even come to the mom and, you know, talk to them about sex or anything, you know? So it's just...
What are ways that y'all feel like we can... What are some of the ways you feel that we can, as mothers or as ladies, what can we do to help the ladies that we come into contact with on a day-to-day basis to help them see that the way that we govern our daughters and sons affects our lifestyles and in a better way? How can we help? That's what I'm trying to say. How can we help them better the society by not dressing so provocative? What can we do to help each other? What do you feel like we can do?
I mean, the first thing, of course, is, you know, leading by example. You know, you got to show them, you know. And don't get me wrong, I do have an issue with this because as far as, you know, with me being a mother of a preteen, you know, I feel like you do what I tell you to do.
Yeah.
You know, all that other don't matter. You just do what I tell you to do. Yeah. You know, I mean, kids aren't like that. They like, okay, well, Mom, I see you, even though she's not going to say it, you know, it's, oh, well, I see you doing this. How are you going to tell me that I shouldn't when I see you doing it, you know?
So lead by example.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so it starts with structure in the household. From what age do y'all feel like we should start actually disciplining our kids?
Girl, I think like 3 months. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But, I mean, you do have to start early. Because, I mean, my 2-year-old, she's 1.5, and that baby has a personality now. I don't know. I might need to make that a question. How young is too young?
I feel like, what do you feel like, Ms. Weaver? What do you feel like as far as the age group when you start to actually start to structure kids and start giving them discipline?
I feel like this.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what age do you feel like you should start actually telling your kid, hey, look, you have to do this and you have to do that, and trying to make them cover themselves up and not show their bodies? What age?
I feel like once your child starts at an age where they're able to recognize what you are telling them as far as their ABCs, their 1, 2, 3s, and their colors. And I feel like it's just the age of, you consider it the age of 1 year old. You know what I'm saying?
1 year
old.
Okay.
When they're young. Once you talk to them, they're young. If you know
okay,
them.
Okay, what do you. Okay, what do you think, Ponytail? At what age do you feel like a mother should tell her children, hey, you need to cover up?
Excuse me, LaShawn. Someone has some background noises on. Would you please turn your background noises off? It makes it a little bit hard to listen to each of you speak. And if you guys would kind of cut your answers down a little bit to give everyone time to comment on the questions. Thank you.
Yeah, put your phones on mute.
Yes.
You all don't mind when you're not speaking. Ponytail, at what age do you feel like it's time to actually start to tell your kids, hi, it's time to cover up and, you know, things of that nature?
I feel like when the kids are at the 4 years old, that's when you start to make the difference with the kids. Cover up. ABC and stuff, 1, 2, 3, yes, when you kind of learn how to write your lines and stuff, that's when you start how to teach your kids to grow up to be young adults.
Okay, okay.
You feel where I'm coming from?
Miss Shonda.
Well, when you
were speaking earlier, you were speaking about the sex industry. You said that sex is the thing that's selling, and you said that you didn't feel like a woman should use her body to make money. So when we speak about that, I want to speak about that more because I see a lot of that in the streets nowadays where women are actually using their bodies to make money. And what can we do? What do y'all think we can do as far as when we come into contact with a woman that's actually doing that? What can we say? Give me some kind word. Give me an example of a kind word that you would say to a woman that you see out in the streets that's carrying on in that manner.
Well, I mean, for one thing, of course, you got to come. You can't come to them like you're preaching. You know, my man, this is, you know, that's not what's up. You know, because even though it seemed like a cool thing to do, trust me, it wasn't that long ago that, you know, I was where they at. You know, but that's not what's up, you know, and you end up hating yourself. You really do, you know, and it causes problems with future relationships that you're in. You start to be disgusted with yourself. Because, I mean, a woman naturally anyways has a power. We all as women have power. You know, and we all in some type of way kind of maybe use our sexuality to kind of get things, you know, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with that as far as you use what you got. You know what I'm saying? If that's something you can use to work for your advantage, then you do that. But don't downgrade yourself. Don't sell yourself short. So,
when you say you use what you got, you have to break that down because you're kind of saying that it's okay, but then you're saying
yeah,
that it's not
I know.
Okay.
I know.
I mean,
I'm saying like, okay, like I said, we as women, you know, we have that power, you know, as women, we can use our wiles, I'd say, you know, to get certain things. I mean, you might be at I don't even know how to just describe it, but, you know,
That's okay. I kind of get what you're saying, but I'm going to say this. When we're trying to demote it, I'm going to say this. You don't use your body to get what you want. You use your knowledge and the things that
exactly.
I feel like
that's
we should use like our knowledge and the things that we actually go to school and learn, go to school and find something that you can actually do with your real physical self instead of using your vagina to get what you want. Don't do that. That's not cute. We need to start teaching our kids to save themselves for when they get married. What do y'all think about that?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying on that note. And like I was saying, is you know, it's not necessarily using your sexuality, but using your wiles as a female. You know, there's certain things that we can, and we all do it subconsciously. You know, we might be, oh, well, can you do that for me? You know, and, you know, it's not using your sexuality, but you're using your femininity. You know what I'm saying?
This is my motto. Yeah, this is my motto for me.
When you go to the oil change place, you show your little boobs a little bit, try to get a little discount.
But
we're doing in front of our kids.
See,
so that they won't grow up to do that until they get older.
Yeah, and I mean it's a lot. That's something that we kind of have to do, make a conscious effort.
You should never have to, no matter what you do in your life. You should never have to be able to exploit yourself to see where you going. I don't know who this is that's talking. I'm sorry, I got upset with her comment. But this is Lakeisha Weaver. I'm speaking, and I'm speaking out loud, and I'm telling you the truth. It ain't nothing that in your life that you have to use or to support yourself to get where you're going. You can always use your mind, your mouth to talk, to get where you're going. You do not have to use none of your cover-up. You do not have to show nothing of your cover-up, baby. You ain't got to show nothing of your cover-up to get where you're going, baby. So whoever told you that, go back and tell them they lying to you.
My thing is, you supposed to sleep with one man and one man only. You not supposed to sleep with every man that you see. You just supposed to sleep with the man that you like and the man that you're going to bed up with and live with for the rest of your life. That's what you do.
Yeah, and I mean, that's we would like to say that. You know, it does sound good to say that. You know, that is how it should be. But unfortunately, life
that's
is
how
not like
that now. It ain't how it should be. That's how it is. It ain't how it's supposed to be. That's how God said it was.
But
don't
I mean, life is going to be how many women do you know? How many women do you know? You have somebody
we have to talk one at a time. Hold on just one second.
Take the time to listen. You don't add nothing. You don't take away nothing, baby. You don't use your body for nothing to get where you're going, honey. You got other things besides your body to get somewhere in life, honey.
Okay.
You have your mind and your mouth.
Miss Weaver.
Yes,
I understand exactly where you're going with this, Ms. Weaver. I understand. Yeah, I see what you're saying. On the biblical principles, you don't use your body to actually get what you want. But she was saying that nowadays that is what women do. They use their body to get what they need. But that's what we're talking about. We're trying to reach,
you know, the youth of today. You know, and so that just being real, society today is not like that. We would like to say that, oh, you're supposed to have one sex with one man. Mm-hmm. How many women do that? You know, I mean, anybody on the phone, if you're honest with me,
I don't sleep around. I sleep with one man and one man only.
Okay,
we're
being real.
This is speaking real women.
Hold on, you guys. I want to be able to clearly hear you all. We're on Blog Talk Radio. Listeners, we're getting a little hot right now, a little heated. I understand that, but we're on Blog Talk Radio, and we have to be able to hear everything that's being said because they have to keep into consideration that other people are listening from the internet, and they have to be able to hear us clearly when we speak. And I want to give everybody a chance to have their thoughts said and heard. So I'm in agreement. I'm going to go around the round table, and I'm going to ask each individual their thoughts. So everybody else, put your phone on mute, and I'm going to ask each person individually. We heard what Ms. Weaver had to say. She feels like you're not supposed to have to use your body to get anything that you want because it's not ladylike to do it. You have to do it as a lady. You have to govern yourself accordingly. So it's at the house. But, yeah, we know that nowadays women do actually do it, and we're not new to it. Women been doing it for years since they was kids.
Exactly.
So, okay, now we know your viewpoint, Ms. Weaver. We know your viewpoint, Ms. Shonda. And now I want to hear Ms. Ponytail. I heard you speaking in reference to it just a second ago. You said you sleep with one man and one man only. I want to hear your viewpoint on it.
Okay, like me, when I was coming up, you know, I have four kids. I have four different baby daddies. So I have to step back because all my baby daddies cheated on me, and I have to look at the point of view now. I'm not fit to give my body to anybody because I do not want that die slow. And you know what the die slow is? It's HIV. You hear me? I do not want that. So my motto is to sleep with one man and one man only. And like today, I'm fit to start doing the dating thing. If a man want to talk to me, you're going to come up down the line. We're going to start dating. We we gonna date. And then when it come down to the sex part, we're going to talk about the diseases because me, I keep my body clean. I go to the doctor and get my annual checkup, and me, I don't have HIV. By the grace of God, and knock on wood, I do not sleep around. So that's my motto. I sleep with one man and one man only. I'm not sharing my goods with nobody else.
Okay, so you're saying that after having a lot of kids, you came to the conclusion that no one is going to step on your toes, and you're saying to the Blog Talk listeners, you're trying to let them know that they should care. You've been through that, so you don't want them to have to go through that. As you don't want them to have to go through that. You want them to know that there is a way to govern yourself accordingly without having to sleep with many men. And don't get the babies, a whole lot of babies by different men, because men are going out of hand, and you want to make sure that they get wellness checkups every month to make sure that they're okay and don't have sex with many people. I understand that completely, and I agree with you on that. Okay, and is there any new callers on the line, Ms. Beasley?
It's just your callers on the line.
Okay, new callers, can I get one of you out to please introduce yourself?
No, you don't have any new callers, sweetie.
Okay, no new callers. Okay, well, let's change the subject a little bit. I want to speak on ways that we can help each other, our friends. What ways can we help our friends? If they have children, what ways can we get them to actually help? How can we help the kids, the youth of today? What words of wisdom would y'all give to the kids of today in order to tell them that sex fails, but it's not okay to say it? It's Sunday.
Excuse me, ladies, if you guys could turn off your background noises. It's too much background noise. It's impossible for your callers or your listeners to hear anything. Please turn it off.
Please put mute on your phones, ladies, if you're not speaking. We do like you all to call. We are loving you all's conversations on tonight, but I need the background noise is to cease, please. Okay, Ms. Shonda.
It's not what's hot in the long run. You don't have to do that, you know. Let them get used to your mind, get to know you for you before, you know, you don't even want a man to look at you and the first thing you think is sex, you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes. I understand that. Okay, now let's go with the guys that we're meeting nowadays. What kind of guy do y'all feel like we are venting to? Like, I know you were speaking about most women like the guys with the big rims and the dope boys and things of that nature. What can we do to get our kids or ourselves in general, not our kids, not just our kids, but ourselves, how can we help each other venture off the big rim thing?
Me as Conchel speaking, this is how I was raised. You hear me? My mother worked hard to raise her kids. I have a sister and two brothers. You hear me? My mother worked for the city of Dallas. My mother, she got out there and did her part, and then my mother turned around and to be a hustler. You hear me? My mother, she sold drugs in the street to take care of her kids and provide her kids with what they need. Like me, that's the same thing I did, but I had took the right road in life. I sold drugs. I went to work at McDonald's. I did janitorial work to take care of my kids to get them the final things in life. So as a mother, to every turn out there, just tell your kids to get the book knowledge and get the street sense, because, you know, it's money out there to be made, but the real money is working hard from 9 to 5. You hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, hard work. Hard work should be at a job. Get your job, get you some knowledge, go to school, get some knowledge, go to work, try to make money so you won't have to go out there in the streets and do all those kind of things, because at the end of the day, you're not going to be happy with yourself or anything. That goes back to biblical principles where you start to study the Bible and know yourself. You get to know yourself later, and you'll feel disgusted with yourself a little bit. I understand that completely. Yeah. So, ladies, we've covered our grounds on the solicitation. We've covered ourselves on the prostitution. We've covered ourselves on the... what other ways are we making money nowadays?
As Tommy tell, as me in life, as how I make money, I babysit. I take care of people's kids. That's how I make my money.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's real good. That's real good. So babysitting is a good thing because a lot of women are having a lot of babies nowadays, and when it comes to paying for the daycare and stuff like that, it is a whole lot of money to take care of kids. After everybody had sex and had a lot of kids and stuff like that, you want to find good places for the kids to go and actually learn things and everything like that. I understand that. I agree with that. Babysitting is a good job, a good way to make money. And with all the babies out there, you're right. So, Ms. Shonda, do you think babysitting is a good thing? Miss Shonda, are you there? Miss Keisha?
Yeah, I'm here. Well, you know, like you were saying, what are other ways that women are out here making money? You know, it's just nowadays it's not. It's rare. Most people are getting checks. You know, and you know they get that check, and that's what we're satisfied with. You know, a lot of women nowadays they're settling for that. Well, okay, well I can be on Section 8 and I don't have to pay no rent. You know, I don't have to work. You know, we trying to take that easy road. We don't want more. We're settling for what we can get. As long as I can skate by with getting a check, and you know I get food sent. You know. And that's okay. That's how a lot of women are willing to live their life. It's just, that's okay.
So you're saying people don't have work ethic, good work ethic no more. No one wants to go to work. So what are some of the reasons? What do you think some of the reasons are that people don't want to go to work?
I mean, because it's easier not to. You know, it's easier not to. You know, I can sit at home and get a check. I don't have to go to work. You know, and they think it's okay.
Let me step in as Miss Ponytail. Baby, I have one leg. You hear me? I am willing to ask her to give me a job to work to take care of my household. I get disability. I can go and give me a government job paying $13 an hour, working 2 days a week, 20 hours, and still have my daycare job going on. So I am willing to do anything to make money.
Well, I mean, I'm not knocking anybody for anything. You know, I'm just saying, you know, that's why a lot of women aren't working. Why do you have to? You know, I mean, I'm not speaking on you. I'm just saying, you know, in general, you know.
She knows you're not speaking to her in general. She just told you she has one leg and she still babysitting, so she said that there's no reason for women not to want to work because she's saying that she's still babysitting everything, and she has one leg, and she's still trying to work. So that's a good thing, if you ask me. A woman
that's rare nowadays. That's rare. You know, it's not too often that you find that. You know, it's the last for dying breed. You know.
Yeah, you don't find a lot of women that want to work. You find a lot of women that want to just lay in and have sex and smoke and drink and stuff like that instead of just going to find a job. But that goes back to schooling. That goes back to schooling. What do y'all think about the kids going to school and stuff like that? When you say it goes back to when you said soliciting and stuff like that and going prostitution, kids, young kids nowadays are actually soliciting because they're not going to the schools. The boys are not waking the kids up to go to school and stuff like that. What do y'all think about that?
I love you, Sudie. That's nothing I
What do y'all think about the women that's not waking the kids up to go to school, not making the kids go to school anymore?
Oh.
And that's the reason why they're out here soliciting.
Don't care of them.
You can take care of them.
That's sorry. You know, that's just sorry.
Yeah.
You know, that's the same thing as far as the, well, what do y'all think about this? You see the mama. With her nails done, hair done, decked out from head to toe, and the kids looking a mess.
Yeah. I see a lot of that nowadays, but now that I feel like a woman that's getting their hair and their nails and stuff done, I feel like all women should get their daughters and their sons' haircut, nails done. We should do more of that. With the money that we are receiving inside the household, we need to tend to the kids more and actually govern the kids more and actually spend time with the kids more in order for them not to have to go out and solicit and do different kind of things to get the money. Why is the world, you know, everybody say that money is the root of all evil. I don't feel like money is the root of all evil. I think it's the things that you do to get the money that makes the stuff evil. What do y'all think about that?
I don't think money is the root, the evil of the world. You hear me? I don't. It's just how you spend the money. Because like you say, the mothers go out here and get their hair did, the nails did. Me, I'm messing around. I don't wear nails. I don't wear the fingernail polish. I don't wear the bangles, the earrings. But if I want to get my hair in, yeah, I will put a quick weave to my head and all that. But me, as taking care of my kids, yes, I get their hair did, their nails did. I buy them clothes and shoes. Yes, I get them the final thing.
I'm saying, what does that have to do with the prostitution part? Ponytail, listen. My question is, why do people, you know, we were talking about the whole topic of the show today is supposed to be ways women make money nowadays. Why are women sticking to the prostitution and solicitation? We're trying to give our listeners a way out of trying to do the prostitution and solicitation and buying the hair and the nails and stuff. That's materialistic things. Are y'all saying that people are being more materialistic nowadays? That's the reason they're using their bodies to solicit. What is the real reason that women are trying to get all this money? What is the money being used for? Like, why?
I don't think it's anything wrong with nice things. I don't think it's anything wrong with you want the best for your family, you know, but that goes back to, it kind of boils down what you doing to get that money. You know, what are you doing to get it? It's like, because sometimes, you know, getting money could be an addiction. You know, it's, I got to get it, because they're trying to, you know, live this lifestyle, you know, but they don't want
to
work for that lifestyle.
What are we so in a hurry to get? You know, like you said, everybody is on this, I got to get it. Even with the music nowadays, I hear that a lot. I got to get it. Everybody's trying to get it. What is it that we're trying to get? Like the money? Like what are we going to do with this money when we get all this money? What are we going to do with it?
It's just, they just want that status of I got money. You know, it's the end thing now. That's what's being, they make it look good on TV. You know, and that's a big issue too, media nowadays. You know, kids are watching what's hot on TV. You know, and that's what they're trying to emulate. That's what they're trying to get because they want to be like that person on TV. Or this big person around the neighborhood that has this and this and this.
Come on, Mama, it's me.
Wow, that's very interesting because once you get the people in the neighborhood and they have all the things, that's what I'm saying. Like, what are we what are we thriving to get? I mean, hey, once you get all this money, once you're rich and you have, once you went through the prostitution and solicitation and you went through the boys and all that stuff, then what? Like, at the end of the day, you're going to feel belittled, you're going to have all the money, and you're still not going to have anything. So why take yourself through that?
Because, I mean, am I looking at it as in a long-run aspect? You know, it's now. You know, they're living in the now. We're not planning for the future or, you know, I can't do this because this might happen later. You know, they're so grown up. You know what I'm saying? You got to take responsibility for your actions. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're not thinking about that when we're doing it. We're just trying to do, we're living in now. We're not worried about tomorrow, you know, it's today, it's right now, you know, how I feel right now.
A person's feelings really get involved when it comes to solicitation and prostitution and getting the money right now. I feel like fast money is not good money. I've always said that growing up, and fast money, ladies, is not always good money. You have to learn to govern yourselves with the money, the income that's actually coming into your households, and you have to learn to budget. Budgeting is a good way to live.
And we can take that to the scriptures. You know, God said to be content with what he gave you.
You're right.
Be content. People don't want to be content. It's like, know your place. You know, strive for more. You know, strive. Of course, you always strive for more. Always reach to do your best, to be your best. But you also have to be comfortable with what you got. Be content with what you have.
As the time is winding down, ladies, I would like to tell you all that I have actually enjoyed the radio station on tonight, and we've came up with a lot of reasons that women actually go and exploit themselves in order to make the income and things of that nature. It went totally bonkers. As far as the ways women make money, and prostitution and solicitation at the end of the day is not a good thing. And we're going to have to learn to be more comfortable with ourselves in our own skin. And that goes what I was saying about at first. I was speaking about how everybody is not against you. Everybody is not against you in this world. And stop being so offensive and things of that nature when it comes to another person speaking with you in reference to the way you make money. What do y'all think about how offensive everybody got heated a while ago when we were talking about the prostitution and showing the bodies? What do y'all think about that?
Hello?
Callers? Keisha, Ponytail? Shonda?
I'm here. You can't hear me.
What do you think about how upset people get when you talk about them making the money?
I mean, because we got that little privacy thing. It's my business. How you gonna tell me what I should do? It's my life. I can live my life the way I want to live my life. You know, and it's saying, I know that sounds trashy, but a lot of times it's how women be thinking. And, you know, they'll look at you like that, too. They give you that look like, you can't tell me nothing. You know, this is my, I'm grown, you know. And because that's what's in it right now.
Listeners, we need you all to put your phone on mute because we have a lot of background noise.
Let me hang in
there. Ladies,
hello.
I've been listening to you, and it's just the two of you guys were on the line. This ponytail seems to have dropped off. But I wanted to ask you a question. You talked about the prostitution most of the time, but I wanted to ask you what solutions would you give to the young girls who are looking out, who are looking or listening to you, and who've looked out on the street and seen that was a way. How would you go about persuading them not to live that type of lifestyle? How would you go about persuading them to change their lifestyle, irregardless of how they looked at you? They're looking at you that way as a defensive mechanism, but what would you do to help them change their lives?
I mean, just I would kind of just touch bases and let them know that I've been there. You know, I understand where they're coming from, totally. You know, because it wasn't that long ago that I was there. And I know that sounds so cliche, you know, to hear that, but I've been there. And I know how, you know, you die a little bit inside. You know, it kind of, it ruins things for you, you know, because I've been there. And I know how it is. And it was a time when I hated myself, you know, and if it wasn't for my husband and going to church and getting in the Word, I don't know how I will feel about myself now, but it kills you inside. You know, you start to get disgusted with yourself. And one thing I've always said about me is, okay, well, I ain't ashamed of nothing I do, as long as I can look in the mirror and be okay. But after a while, you can't. You know, I would hate to look in the mirror. I don't want to look at me. You know, what am I? And it just, it's not worth it. It's not worth it at all.
I really agree with you on that. I've also been in that lifestyle, but not on that end of it. I hadn't actually been the prostitute or nothing like that, but I have been around the prostitute. I have seen how the prostitute carries herself to make the money and the things that she will go and the limit that she will go. She would go all the way out to get the income, and I don't feel like that's a good thing because a woman exploits her body and uses her body for what she needs and gets and wants, and it goes back to a lot of women really don't need much. It's what they want. It's the idle things, like you said, the big cars and the rims and stuff like that. They're trying to get more than what they're having, and it goes back to when you said be satisfied within yourself. My advice to ladies would be satisfied with what you have yourself. Go out and you learn. Don't be so quick to say, hey, I want to get the quick money, the fast money. The fast money is not always the good money, and I'm in agreement with you, Ms. Shonda, when it comes to that. The finer things in life, there's nothing wrong with wanting the finer things in life, but provide that in other ways besides soliciting your body and giving yourself to guys for money and giving yourself to other girls for money. And that's how you get the diseases and everything like that. And we'll carry on more. We'll speak more about the diseases and everything on the next show. But my advice to women
is you have a caller, 469. 209-3761. Caller, would you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, this is Ms. Lakeisha Weaver. I just decided to call back.
Oh, good thing.
That's a good thing. I appreciate you for calling back, Ms. Weaver. We were pretty much wrapping up the station and speaking about the we were talking about how we would give advice to people. What is your outlook on give your the best advice you can give a woman when it comes to a young, if you knew a younger woman and she was listening right now and she could hear your voice, what advice would you give her about prostitution and soliciting and giving herself to men for income when she don't have to really do it? What advice would you give her?
My advice would be to the nation, to all young black women, any creed that you are, any color that you are, this would be my advice. I would tell you that, God told you that. He said, just carry yourself the way he would have you to carry yourself. He don't tell you to go out here and be a hustler. He didn't tell you that. He told you to be a young lady. He told you to be a young man is what God told you to be. My advice to the nation is if you pray hard, baby, if you pray hard, God gonna hear you. If you just pray hard, God gonna hear you, baby. That's all I gotta say. God gonna hear you. Because if you don't put God first in whatever that you do, if you don't put God first, you ain't gonna make it. And I'm gonna tell you something else. It takes a nation now to help all of us. It takes a nation to help all of us. And if nobody don't take the time to give somebody some advice, it's a problem. Because God is real upset. God is real upset. God real upset this nation. Because he came one time and he told them people, he told Pharaoh to go tell them people to let his people go. And he divided the world. And he gave Noah an ark. And he put everybody in there. And we put him in there, he brought this world back. And then this world is corrupted. And God is very upset. And when he come back, he said, it ain't gonna be water, it's gonna be fire this time. And if people don't understand that, because we living in Revelation now.
Miss Keisha, you're my friend. I don't want you to get too into the biblical sense right now, because you have to actually watch what you're saying, because I don't want you to say the wrong thing right now. Okay.
I'm not gonna say the wrong thing. I'm just telling the truth.
Let me cut you off. No harm intended. We're down to the last 3 minutes of the first show of Street Talk, and it's been a great hour listening to you young women talk about the issues that face you on the street. And I hope that the women that were listening and the women that called in are able to learn something about the issues that young women face on an everyday basis. LaShawn Hunt, LaShawn and Trishonda are guest hosts on this Street Talk every Friday from 9 to 10. And I'd like for these two young ladies to conclude their show this evening. You have 2 minutes, and I'd like for you to both say something on your first show and give the listeners an idea of what you'll be doing on next week.
Okay. Hi, y'all. This is Sean. And I really appreciate you all for calling in on tonight. We will be back again on next Friday from 9 to 10. Y'all can call us at 310-782-4126. And we'll always be here on Friday nights. And next week we'll be speaking more on, we'll cover this subject some more, as well as I wanted to get into To Each His Own, and we'll speak more about that on next week.
Okay. Okay, and I'm Trishonda Beasley, and I had a good time. It was interesting. I figured it would be interesting. So it's just nice to be able to speak with women that are in our group, you know, our age group, that kind of understand the things that are going on now with no judgment. Just you can talk and say whatever you want to say. You know, just give your opinion, and, you know, we'll all speak on it. Nobody's here to judge. We're just here to, you know, talk and to hash it out, and hopefully to help some of the younger women of this generation that's coming up now. So I'll see y'all. Well, I'll talk to y'all again next Friday. Enjoy myself.
Okay. Ladies, and we've had a wonderful hour as we go down to our last 60 seconds. I'm thankful that I've got two bright young women that are going to head this show. And wanted to thank you, ladies, for coming on and talking about what women talk about today on the street. We're down to our last 38 seconds. And we want to wish everyone that called in, thank you for calling in, and thank you for giving your opinions. And LaShawn and Trishonda will be back on next Friday from 9 to 10. And Ms. Beasley will be sitting there listening. Ladies,
thank you,
and have a great, great evening. Love you both.
Thank you all for calling.
My turn.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.